Hello, this is Mark. Welcome to part 3 of using Mobile Geo. In this section, we discuss how to use Mobile Geo's virtual mode.
Hi, and welcome
back. Get started.
Today, we're going to be talking about the virtual mode in Mobile Geo. There are two basic modes, the GPS mode, which is actual live tracking with the GPS satellites in orbit around the planet, and virtual mode, which allows you to explore any particular area of a map that you own without actually being there. We're going to do that right now. I've got my Epix SGH-I907 Pocket PC. It's gone dark on me, the screen, so I'm going to press the power key to activate it. And I'm going to press the start button to start open the start menu.
Today, D4 of 12.
And I'm going to press the letter M on my start menu. The shortcut for Mobile Geo is the letter M, so I'll press M.
Welcome to Mobile Geo, starting center of GPS engine. Please wait. Welcome to Mobile Geo, starting center of GPS engine. Please wait. Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu. Main screen, no fix, acquiring satellites, plus position colon 9011 Bronston Circle. Three satellites, on Stana and Lane, 54 feet south to Bronston Circle. Main screen, poor quality, 552 feet, tracking three satellites, plus position colon 4865 Stana and Lane, on Lincoln Avenue, 216 feet northeast to Cobblestone Lane.
So, I'm sitting at the main screen of Mobile Geo. The Epix is a touchscreen device. You will notice in the manual of Mobile Geo there are really two sets of commands, one for touchscreen devices and one for non-touchscreen devices. The nice thing about having a touchscreen device like the Epix is that you have access to all of the commands. I'm going to just press the down arrow key to see where we are.
Plus position colon 4842 Lincoln Avenue, 2 of 11, on Cobblestone Lane heading north. Plus nearest intersection colon 153 feet, 2 o'clock to Cobblestone Lane, 5 o'clock, 3 of 11. Plus nearest POI colon Howard, 76 feet, right, 4 of 11. Northeast at 3 miles per hour, near sea level, 5 of 11. Plus speedometer colon 924 feet, 6 of 11. Plus city colon Cyprus, press enter to set as default city, 7 of 11. Plus modes colon GPS, announcements enabled, 8 of 11.
So I want to toggle this between GPS and virtual. There's three ways I can do it. I can simply press the enter key on the when the GPS item is selected as it is now. I can tap the control key followed by quadrant number, tapping the quadrant 1 in the touchscreen. That'll toggle between GPS and virtual mode. Or if I don't have a touchscreen, I can tap the number 7 on the QWERTY keyboard. That will toggle it. Or again, I can press the enter key as the item is selected in the main screen. So now I'm going to switch to virtual mode, and I think I'll use this tapping the number 7 on my keyboard, which should switch it over to virtual mode. So here we go. I'm tapping the number 7.
Virtual mode dialog. You are switching to virtual navigation mode. Following a route in real dash time will be disabled. Press enter to close this message.
I'm going to press enter to close the message.
Virtual navigation active. Main screen, tracking 5 satellites in virtual mode, plus position colon 9079 Bronston Circle. Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu.
So now I'm in virtual mode, which means I can walk wherever I want, and the map, it will not be updated. My GPS location will not be updated. The reason we can do this, of course, is so it allows me the freedom to explore the map. So what I want to do now is set a virtual location as my starting point. While I could start with my current GPS location as a virtual position, just to demonstrate the versatility of Mobile Geo, we're going to use a different location as a starting point as we explore the map today. And I'm going to start with a street located in Redondo Beach, California. And it's a good idea that when you first do this, when you start exploring using the virtual mode, you should begin with an area or street, a location that you're familiar with, so that you can kind of learn how the system works. From the main screen, I'm going to press the left soft key for function.
Set positions, 1 of 8.
First item is set position, which is what I want because I want to set a virtual position. So I'm going to press enter on the current selection.
Set an address, 1 of 3.
And I'm actually going to enter an address, but I'm going to explore this menu. It says it's 1 of 3, just to give you a flavor of what you have here.
Use GPS position, 2 of 3.
We could use our current GPS position.
Set lat / long coordinates, 3 of 3.
Or I guess you could enter the coordinates, physical coordinates of the location. I don't know many people who could do that, but I'm sure there are some. So I'm going to go back, it's going to wrap around as I press the down arrow key back up to the first selection, which is set an address.
Set an address, 1 of 3.
And I'm going to press enter.
Destination, 1 of 3.
Again, we have three choices. Destination.
Virtual position or origin, 2 of 3.
Virtual position or origin.
User POI, 3 of 3.
Or user POI. I'm going to press the up arrow on my navigation control to select the second option, which is the virtual position.
Virtual position or origin, 2 of 3.
I'm going to press enter on the selection.
address number selection window, current map colon California, city colon Cypress, type in only the address number, then press next, or press enter. Enter address number colon, edit, 320, left soft next, right soft menu.
So it already has a house number in there, which is 320. The interesting thing, and I want you to take note of this, is that I have already set Cypress, California as my default city and state. And as a result, when I go to set a virtual position, it assumes I want to begin in Cypress. Clearly, I don't in this circumstance. If I were to type in 320, and then the next step would be for it to ask me the name of the street, it would be basing that in the city of Cypress, which this street doesn't exist. So you would get an error message saying the street cannot be located. So even though this is really the first entry point of setting my position for the virtual location, I actually need to go back one step and enter the city manually. Because of that, I'm going to press the right soft key, which is a menu.
Clear entry, 1 of 3.
And clear the entry.
Back, 2 of 3.
Or go back. And I want to go back one step.
Searching. Mobile Geo, city selection window, select city, map colon California, type in the full city name or its first few letters and press enter to search for matching names. City name colon, edit, Cypress, left soft next, right soft menu.
Okay, I'm going to type in Redondo Beach, and it's not case sensitive.
R-E-D-O-N-D-O, Redondo, B-E-A-C.
And I'm going to press enter.
Searching. Current map colon California, city colon Redondo Beach. Type in only the address number, then press next, or press enter. Enter address number colon, edit, 320.
320 is already inside the numeric edit box, so I'm going to leave it there, but it's reading it as 320, but it's actually 320. And the nice thing about Mobile Geo is that if you're in a numeric edit box, there's no need to press the function key in the integrated QWERTY keyboards in order to activate numbers. So, for example, the F, if I were going to type in a number, the F is would be the number 5. But because I'm in a numeric-only field, I can just press the letter F, and it will automatically enter a 5. So 320 is already there. I'm going to go ahead and press Enter.
Current map colon California, city colon Redondo Beach, address number colon 320, type in the full street name or its first few letters and press Enter to search for matching names. Street name colon, edit.
I'm going to put in the street name. I know the name of the street, but I'm not certain if the street is a north, south, east, west, northeast. You know, all these streets have different type of suffixes and directions. Could be a lane, a boulevard. So it's always best to let the computer, or in this case, Mobile Geo, do the searching for you. So put in the root name of the street. In this case, I'm going to type in the word prospect.
P-R-O-S-P-E-C-T.
And I'm going to press enter.
Searching. Select a street from the list and press enter colon list Prospect Avenue N 1 of 2.
It says Prospect Avenue N, which is for north. I'm going to press this. Gave me two choices. That's 1 of 2. I'm going to press the enter. Press the down arrow key.
Prospect Avenue S 2 of 2.
And Prospect Avenue South. So South Prospect Avenue. I'm going to go ahead and press enter on that because that is the one I want.
Searching. Virtual node. Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu, where am I, press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen, three-way, on South Prospect Avenue, 77 feet, north to South Prospect Avenue, south and north and South Maria Avenue, west.
All right, so we're sitting in on Prospect Avenue, and in terms of where you are on the street, it's a good idea to just picture yourself kind of in the middle. It doesn't really matter at this point. As we move forward, turn left and right, if you move forward, Mobile Geo will take you to the next intersection, and turn whatever direction you've chosen. So you don't have to worry about moving forward 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 feet until you get to the corner. Even if I'm in the middle of the street and I'm moving north, if I press the right arrow key to turn right, it will move me up to the next intersection and turn right, which would turn me east. So let's see which way we're moving. I'm going to move forward here. I'm not exactly sure which way I'm going, so I'm just going to get, most people would not be until they get used to this. So I'm going to press the, I'll press for 4 here.
Nearest intersection, South Maria Avenue, 77 feet north.
Yeah, and so, you know, Maria Avenue is north of us. I'm going to press the up arrow key to move. Now, on the Pocket PC, and particularly on the Epix, the navigation control is an optical control, which means the up arrow is simply a matter of sliding your finger across the control itself. So to activate this, I have to press the control key. So control up on the Epix, control down. Control left and right will move me the respective directions. So I'm going to press the control key to activate it.
Control.
Okay, now I'm going to move forward by pressing the up arrow.
Forward. 77 feet, three-way, south and south Prospect Avenue, south Prospect Avenue, ahead and behind and south Maria Avenue, right.
And it's telling me that I move south on South Prospect Avenue, and I actually do want to go north. I'm going to turn around. To do that, I'm going to press the right arrow key. One. And again, my control key is still active. I have not deactivated it yet. So I'm going to press the right arrow key.
right turn, three-way, west on South Maria Avenue, ahead and South Prospect Avenue, left and right.
Okay, so now I'm actually on Maria Avenue. I could actually walk west or towards the ocean. I'm going to turn right one more time, so I'm turning 90 degrees.
Right turn, three-way, north and south Prospect Avenue, South Prospect Avenue, behind and ahead and South Maria Avenue, left.
Okay, and it says Maria Avenue left because Maria Avenue dead ends at Prospect, so it says Maria Avenue left, but it doesn't say left and right. By this, we know that it's a T. Okay, so it doesn't go all the way through. I should be moving north now, and I'm going to press the, again, with the control key still active, I'm going to slide my finger up on the up direction on the control key, which should take us north.
Forward, 157 feet, four-way, north and south Prospect Avenue, South Prospect Avenue, behind and ahead and Torrance Boulevard, 8 o'clock and right.
Okay, so my next intersection is going to be Torrance Boulevard, and it's ahead of me, about 100 and some odd feet, and I know I want to turn right onto Torrance Boulevard. I'm just going to press the right arrow key with the control key active. It will move me up to the intersection of Prospect Avenue and Torrance Boulevard and turn me right or east on Torrance Boulevard. So here we go. I'm going to press the right arrow key.
Right turn, four-way, east on Torrance Boulevard, behind and ahead and south Prospect Avenue, right and left.
So now we're facing east, walking away from the ocean, and I'm on Torrance Boulevard. I'm going to move forward now.
Forward. 306 feet, four-way, east on Torrance Boulevard, 306 feet, behind to Torrance Boulevard, 5 o'clock and ahead and south Prospect Avenue, right and left.
I'm going to press forward again.
Forward, 650 feet, three-way, southeast on Torrance Boulevard, 5 o'clock and ahead and 7 o'clock.
And it says southeast, and that's absolutely correct, because Torrance Boulevard actually does kind of curve around to the right, which would be south. I know if you're not good at direction, this can be a little confusing. But trust me, the map is actually accurate, so this is kind of neat. All right, I'm going to move forward again.
Forward, 77 feet, four-way, southeast on Torrance Boulevard, behind and ahead and Lindsay Drive, left and unnamed, right.
Okay, at Lindsay Drive, that's true. That is the next street. I happen to know this by heart, but it's nice to verify it with the map. I'm going to press it one more time forward.
Forward. 151 feet, three-way, east on Torrance Boulevard, ahead and behind and unnamed, right.
It says unnamed. Usually when it says unnamed, it can mean a small alleyway. In this situation, it happens to be an entryway to a huge apartment complex or condo development. I'm going to press forward again.
Forward. 479 feet, three-way, east on Torrance Boulevard, ahead and behind and Henrietta Street, left.
So now we're at Torrance Boulevard and Henrietta Avenue, and it said Henrietta left. So we know we're at a T. We know that Henrietta dead ends into Torrance Boulevard. Let's get a list of the POIs that are available to us if we want to explore the map.
POI search results, plus Bishop Montgomery High School, 16 feet, right.
And that's absolutely correct. Were I standing on Torrance Boulevard at Henrietta, I would in fact see Bishop Montgomery High School on my right. So that's absolutely correct. That's the first that came up in our list of points of interest. I'm going to press the down arrow key and see what else is close.
Plus International School Dash Languages, 31 feet ahead, 2 of 22.
Okay, I'm going to press down arrow again.
Plus Ron Kevin B, 33 feet behind, 3 of 22.
Again, pressing down arrow key.
Plus Pacific Coast Chiropractic Off, 33 feet behind, 4 of 22.
And I'm going to press down arrow key again.
Plus Burger King, 134 feet ahead, 5 of 22.
Ah, Burger King. That's the one I was looking for. If I didn't know how to get there or I still needed more assistance, I could invoke the Getting Warmer feature that would take me right to the restaurant. I could use the navigate to it using the, set it as a route. Wouldn't be very far. I can open up the menu item and get its phone number and call and see if they're open. A lot of things I can do here. So we have a nice list of points of interest that are all close to where I am. I'm going to press down arrow key again.
Plus Consumers Law Group, 153 feet behind, 6 of 22. Plus Bail Bonds by Andy Andrill, 153 feet behind, 7 of 22. Plus Western Estate Planning, 153 feet behind, 8 of 22. Plus Plotkin Bail Bonds, 153 feet behind, 9 of 22.
You can see Torrance Boulevard has a lot of stuff on it.
Plus Nine of Adventures, 153 feet behind, 10 of 22. Plus Terrand Aluminum, 153 feet behind, 11 of 22.
Okay, and when I'm done exploring this list, I'm going to press the right soft key to bring up the menu.
Go to previous screen, 108.
And I do want to go to the previous screen, so I'm going to press Enter.
Where am I? Press Enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen.
Okay, and we should be back where we are. Let's take a look and see where we are. I'm going to press the number 4.
Nearest intersection, Henrietta Street, near.
So I'm near Henrietta, which is where I was before. I'm going to press the control key.
Control.
So I can move forward again. Otherwise, if I pressed, it would just move up and down the screen. I have to activate the control key on this particular device to move forward. So I got the control key active, and I just pressed it once. I'm not holding it down. I can deactivate it by simply tapping it again. It'll toggle it off. Let me do that.
Control off.
So now I'm going to put it back on.
Control.
There we go. Moving forward.
Forward, 377 feet. Three-way, Eastern Terrence Boulevard. Terrence Boulevard, ahead and behind and named right.
Okay, so we know there's a little street that's going to be crossing into Torrance Boulevard. It ends another T that's on our right-hand side. Moving forward.
Forward. 136 feet. Three-way. Eastern Terrence Boulevard. Terrence Boulevard. Ahead and behind and Palos Verdes Boulevard. Right.
Palos Verdes is a big street. And there's a light there, which is just fine. Again, even Palos Verdes Boulevard dead ends into Torrance Boulevard. Just a few more steps to get you. There's one intersection I want to go to.
Forward. 308 feet. Three-way, Eastern Terrence Boulevard, Terrence Boulevard, ahead and behind, forward. 495 feet, three-way, Eastern Terrence Boulevard, behind and ahead and Victor Street, left.
Okay, I'm going to prep that. We're at Victor Street, yeah. One more, should be one or two more streets.
Forward, 492 feet, three-way, Eastern Terrence Boulevard, behind and ahead and forward. 327 feet, three-way, Eastern Terrence Boulevard, behind and ahead and Reynolds Drive, left.
Again.
Forward, 482 feet. Four-way, Eastern Terrence Boulevard, behind and ahead and Anza Avenue, right and left.
That's it, Anza. It's saying it in a funny way, but it's Anza Avenue, which is exactly where I wanted. And I'm going to press the number 4 on this keyboard just to make sure wherever I am, where the intersection is.
Nearest intersection, Anza Avenue, near.
Yeah, now, nearest intersection, Anza Avenue, and it says near. Now, what I might do if I were going to be, if I still lived up there, I'd probably go into the dictionary of mobile speak and set it so it would say Anza correctly. Let's see what POIs we have here. And my control key is still active, and so I need to deactivate that, and I'm going to press, tap it one time to toggle it off.
Control off.
And now I'll do the shift, I think it's a double tap 3.
Shift. POI search results, plus Delamo Center Forest, 134 feet behind.
It's saying Delamo. It says Delamo, but it's actually pronounced Delamo. It's a florist. I know where that is. I'm going to press the down arrow key just to go down the list.
Plus KFC, 154 feet ahead, 2 of 26.
That's absolutely right. KFC is on the corner there, and it would be ahead of me if I were standing facing east at Anza on Torrance Boulevard.
Plus Tass Energy Inc., 162 feet behind, 3 of 26. Plus Movies Anew, 162 feet behind, 4 of 26. Plus Ashianza, 182 feet behind, 5 of 26. Plus Deer Kindergarten Preschool, 187 feet right, 6 of 26. Plus Atazee Scrapbooking, 195 feet behind, 7 of 26. Plus Holly Nails, 216 feet behind, 8 of 26.
It's a little shopping center with a lot of stuff in it.
Plus Fantastic Sam's, 229 feet behind, 9 of 26. Plus Avdashon Express, 239 feet behind, 10 of 26. Plus Eckhart James EDDS, 242 feet right, 11 of 26. Plus Henry's Service Center, 256 feet left, 12 of 26. Plus Venus Nittle, 265 feet ahead, 13 of 26.
Venus Nittle, that's one of my favorite places. So there you go. You can get a list of how that works. Let's see how far I've walked virtually. I'm on a list of POIs now. I'm going to press the right soft key to bring up the menu.
Go to previous screen, 108.
And I do want to go to the previous screen, so I'm going to go ahead and press enter on this selection.
Where am I? Press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen.
I'm going to press the number 1 on the QWERTY keyboard, and you will get a kind of a status update, and it will include how far we've walked from 320 South Prospect to the corner of Torrance Boulevard and Anza Avenue in Torrance.
Position colon 4598 Torrance Boulevard, east at 0 miles per hour, 0 feet above sea, pedometer colon 0.85 miles.
So we know now that virtually we have walked, if you take the path that we've taken, 0.85 miles, almost a mile. Not far, not bad. You hear that again.
Position colon 4598 Torrance Boulevard, east at 0 miles per hour, 0 feet above sea, pedometer colon 0.85 miles.
And now, again, the control key is not active. And now I'll scroll down the screen to see what it says.
Street name colon Torrance Boulevard, 1 of 17.
Okay, so we're going to have 17 items here. I won't go through all of them, just the ones that are pertinent to what I want to say.
Address colon 4598, 2 of 17. East, 3 of 17. Plus nearest intersection colon Anza Avenue, right and left, 4 of 17.
Anza Avenue, right and left, which means we know it goes through Torrance Boulevard.
City colon Torrance, 5 of 17.
We happen to be in the city of Torrance. Take note, we started out in Redondo Beach, and Prospect Avenue happens to be at this particular location on the border of Redondo Beach and Torrance. So the minute we crossed turned right onto Torrance Boulevard at Prospect, we were in approximately maybe another 10-15 feet, Torrance, California.
Zip postal code colon 90503, 6 of 17.
In Torrance, at this location, the zip code is 90503.
State province colon California, 7 of 17.
Still in the same state. That's good.
Street name detailed colon Torrance Boulevard, 8 of 17. Left address from N/A to N/A, 9 of 17. Right address from N/A to N/A, 10 of 17. Road classification colon local, 11 of 17.
Local road.
Area colon Torrance, 12 of 17. Country colon USA, 13 of 17. County colon Los Angeles, 14 of 17. Bro colon Terence, 15 of 17. Latitude colon 33.837590, 16 of 17. Longitude colon dash 118.362405, 17 of 17.
And that's really all there is to it.
If you'd like more information on Mobile Geo or any of Code Factory's products, point your browser to www.codefactory.es. That's CodeFactory.es. My name is Mark Taylor, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.